February 28, a safe refuge. Behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Isaiah 26:21. There is coming rapidly and surely an almost universal guilt upon the inhabitants of the cities because of the steady increase of determined wickedness. The corruption that prevails is beyond the power of the human pen to describe. Every day brings fresh revelations of strife, bribery, and fraud. Every day brings its heart-sickening record of violence and lawlessness, of indifference to human suffering, of brutal, fiendish destruction of human life. Our God is a God of mercy. With long-suffering and tender compassion, he deals with the transgressors of his law. The Lord bears long with men and with cities, mercifully giving warnings to save them from divine wrath. But a time will come when pleadings for mercy will no longer be heard. The conditions prevailing in society, and especially in the great cities of the nation, proclaim in thunder tones that the hour of God's judgment is come and that the end of all things earthly is at hand. We are standing on the threshold of the crisis of the ages. In quick succession, the judgments of God will follow one another, fire and flood and earthquake, with war and bloodshed. The storm of God's wrath is gathering, and those only will stand who respond to the invitations of mercy and become sanctified through obedience to the laws of the divine ruler. The righteous alone will be hid with Christ in God till the desolation be overpast. Let the language of the soul be, "Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave, O leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. Hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last."